One of the things people say when you say, we're going to do a show all about Macintosh is, oh, great, it's just going to be a big Apple PR piece. Now, I want to say emphatically, that's not what it is. I mean, we use Macs, we love Macs, and we want to know more about Macs, but this isn't one big puff piece. And so it's not going to be a parade of Apple product managers. But there are a few exceptions. There's one guy who really belongs in the pantheon of the demo gods, ladies and gentlemen. One of my favorite people from Apple Computers, Sal Segoyan, is with us.
How are you doing, Leo?
Good to see you.
Thank you for letting me be here. I really appreciate it. This is great.
Yeah.
I like this. This is wonderful.
Now, you started Apple. In fact, this is the anniversary, your ninth year.
Yes, that's right. How did you know that?
Today is the day.
Cool. This is my ninth year at Apple Computers, product manager for AppleScript and now for Automator.
So when you joined, it was AppleScript.
Yes.
In the earliest days, AppleScript looked a lot like HyperCard.
Yeah.
Was there a relationship?
Yes. AppleScript was a system-wide language based upon the early HyperCard HyperTalk language.
Right.
And the idea was to create something that any motivated Macintosh user could use to control the actions of the computer and the applications that were running on it.
It's one of the things I like best about the Macintosh. I like to program. I play with it. I'm not a professional. But I like the programmability of it. And it's at every level. So you could do AppleScript.
Mm-hmm.
You could do Perl. You could do Python. You could even do C, C++. It's all there.
Yeah.
It all comes with it.
Right.
AppleScript, though, is a great glue language for getting your different languages to talk together, your different programming.
Yeah.
Programs to talk with.
Even advanced programmers use AppleScript.
Yeah.
I know some of the best coders and some of the best engineers that I work with in the inside of Apple and outside of also use AppleScript, and they incorporate scriptability into their applications so that other people can take advantage of their applications.
That's
too.
That's really important.
Yes.
If a program isn't scriptable, you don't have access to it. The Finder is kind of very scriptable.
Yes.
Many of the Apple applications are scriptable, and more and more third-party applications.
Aperture is a new application that just released with scriptability and Automator support built into it as well.
Yeah.
And we're really pleased about that.
I think that's really one of the, there are a number of things you can do to become a power user on the Mac. Of course, you learn how to use your apps, you learn how to use the operating system. But learning how to use AppleScript takes you from being just a user to a person who really controls the computer. And that's what the power of
you can rule your world with AppleScript. Yes, you do.
Now, one of the neat things you did in Tiger is you released Automator, which allows people to encapsulate their AppleScript and more in a workflow. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, we call them workflows.
Yeah, that you can
it's kind of a techie term, but there really isn't too many terms you can use for the idea of doing a series of actions in a row. So we put the word workflow on that, and people are adapting to it and understand it. With AppleScript, as much as it can do on the Macintosh, it still requires some training.
You have to dig into it. You have to type.
It is programming, but at a very, very high level.
Right.
And it does have a learning curve of about up to here, we'll say, right? So with Automator, what we decided to do was to try to lower that learning curve down to something that's about this tall. And so what Automator does is it gives you all the power and ability of AppleScript and the other scripting languages built into the operating system, but in a drag and drop format where you're not actually writing anything, you're just checking boxes, selecting checkboxes, radio buttons, pop-up menus, that kind of thing to determine what you want to do. You click a run button and the automation happens for you.
Can you build something for us now?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's see Automator at work.
Okay, so let's take something very simple. We'll start at square one.
Okay.
I always like to start at square one. It's kind of like the itsy bitsy spider thing,
So even if you're a power user, this is going to give you what you need to know to really start using
Automator. Yeah, power users can even appreciate this.
Yeah, all right.
So I have a folder here on the desktop, and one of the things that you can see instantly about this folder is that all of the file names are the kind of names that come off of a camera.
Mm-hmm.
The camera might understand what that means. I don't know what that means.
Right.
Nowhere on those names does it say Yosemite Vacation, Sal with the dolphins in the Caribbean. It doesn't say anything like that.
Right.
So the first thing I'd like to do is rename these files.
Okay.
But in Mac OS X, how do you rename a file?
You click on it, then you click again,
and then you wait a second, and then you select the part of it that you want, you type the name, you hit the return key, you go to the next one.
Too long.
Well, that's okay if you got like three or four files to do, but if you have to rename 100 files, you're up against the wall. So one of the things that everybody comes across, whether you're a geek or whether you're just a normal consumer of the Macintosh, is renaming files. So there is an easier way to do that now in Tiger, and it's Automator. And I'm going to select these files here in the folder, I'm going to hold down the control key and bring up the contextual menu, or you can right click now. I can actually legally say right click.
You've got a two button mouse.
We have a two button mouse. I can legally say right click now. And then you'll see that in the contextual menu for the Finder, there is now a new menu item called Automator. And it has a submenu called Create Workflow. I'm going to select that, and it will launch the Automator application. And here is Automator.
With everything
already in there for you.
Okay.
Now, let me quickly give you a 3-second tour of the Automator window, okay, and then I'll continue the workflow. So on the left-hand side, you'll see that there's a list of application icons. Mm-hmm. Those are all of the automatorable applications on your system.
Does automatorable equal scriptable? Is it the same thing or is it a little different?
It's a little bit different, and I'll get into a little bit more detail on that in a second. So each one of these, as you click them, displays the actions in the action list that it can do. For example, if you click the Finder, you can see that there's a filter, a label, a mount disk image, make a new dated folder, open Finder items kind of thing. And a description of the action appears down here in the description window, so it tells you what kind of data it accepts, mm-hmm, what kind of data it provides, and what does it do.
Okay.
Now, over here is our workflow area, and you create a workflow by adding these actions together vertically in a list. Now, since we launched Automator...
You're almost building a flowchart of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Kind of. Huh?
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
I didn't want to use the word flowchart,
well,
but that's
perfect. Well, it's a
programmer's
term. I mean, totally, that's what we learn in school. You draw the box and then other box, you connect them.
And everything just kind of goes through automatically.
Right.
So since we launched it by selecting these items, the Automator workflow starts with this one action, and this action right here is called Get Specified Finder Items, and it has a list of the files that I had selected. This is an action view. Each action that you add in your workflow has its own little bit of UI. And in that UI contain all the different parameters that you can set as the user. Might be a checkbox, there might be a pop-up menu.
Okay, okay.
Now, in this case, it's just a list.
It's a list.
Now, I can add to the list by clicking the plus button and then selecting another file if I want to. Or you can remove something from the list by selecting it and clicking minus. So that's the basic action view for this action.
You kind of hard-coded the names in there. Can you also make it so that it can query you for names?
Oh, yeah. There's an action over here called Ask for Finder Items, in which case it would bring up a dialogue.
So you could kind of generalize this. You're making a specific one,
yes,
but you could generalize it for any
Very
time.
Good point.
Okay.
Think about that as I go along here about generalization.
Okay.
So our first action, it just will provide a list of files that it has selected. And you can see right here that it says, I provide files and folders. Mm-hmm. The next action we're going to do has to do with something renaming. So I'm going to search my library of actions here by just typing in the word rename. And you can see that in the action list, two actions have appeared, rename Finder Items and rename PDF document. And if I select this action, it says, well, this action changes the name of the Finder Items passed to it. Oh, okay, that's what I want. I'm going to add that to the workflow by selecting it and dragging it to the workflow and letting go. So now I have my first action, which gets a list of the items that I have selected. Mm-hmm. Then it passes it to the rename action. And this action view, you can see, has a lot of different controls because you can name things in a variety of ways.
Right.
One of the ways is you can add a date or time to something. You might want to add some text to the name. You might want to change the case from lowercase, uppercase, word case. You might want to make the name sequential.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. Or replace some text in the name. In this particular case, let's make them sequential. Let's have a base name like Yosemite, mm-hmm, Yosemite.001, Yosemite.002. So I'm going to use a new name and type it in here. I'm going to make that Yosemite. And now, right here in the action view, you can see it gives you a sample of what it's going to look like, what the name will be. I can have the number before the name or after the name. I can start the numbers with 1, 50, 100, mm-hmm, whatever I'd like. And I can choose to have the number separated by a space or a dash. And in this case, I want to make all the numbers 3 digits long. So it's 001. That's it. I have a simple workflow, 2 actions. Show me the things, rename them. Let's run it. I'll move this out of the way for you. Click the run button.
Boy, that's great. Now, there's a lot going on under the hood, by the way.
Right.
I looked at it very simple.
Right.
But I already see you've got object-oriented programming, really, here. I
mean, basically,
these are objects talking to each other. One sends a method, a message out to another, and it tells
And you have a data flow where you're passing data between.
Very interesting.
Now, that seems like a lot of work to go through for just renaming.
Right.
So let's look at this workflow and see if we can save it to make it generic,
okay.
like you were talking
Great.
About,
okay.
so that we can reuse it again. Well, if I want to make this workflow generic, the first thing I'm going to do is remove the first action, because I'm not always going to be renaming those same six or seven files.
Right.
Now, when I save the workflow, Automator will automatically pass any items that are passed to Automator when the workflow is run. So I don't need to have a selection here. I don't need to have an ask. I don't need to have a choose. I'm going to save this so that it runs, and Automator will automatically take whatever is passed to it, whatever files are passed to it, and save it. Now, I don't always want to rename my files Yosemite, so I'm going to replace that with Untitled. And I want to see this little bit of action UI every time the workflow runs. And to do that, I'll click the options, choose Show When Run.
Show Action When Run. All right. Okay.
And now let's go to the File menu, and here's where the power kicks in. Save as plugin. And what you can do with Automator is you can save your workflows so that they are at the point of need, where you need them in the operating system. For example, as a Finder menu item, as a folder action connected to a folder, as an iCal alarm so that they run at certain times, as part of an image capture workflow so that when you plug your camera in, a workflow runs with the images. You can even save it to be part of the print architecture so that you can run a workflow on what you're printing right from the print dialog.
Wow.
And you can save it, of course, to the script menu so that it's available everywhere in the operating system.
So this action is going to show up in these, depending
Wherever
on the locale you,
right.
choose, show up as a menu item,
yes.
or as a selectable item.
So let's choose Finder, and I'll call it Rename Finder Items.
By the way, Save Plugin was only one of many ways you could save
yes.
this.
There's you can also ways. Save as a droplet, as an application,
right,
as a
right.
file.
In this case, you might save as a droplet. You put on your desktop that you just drag a folder
totally
to.
Totally true.
That might be another way to use it. Yeah.
So I'm going to choose Save, and now I'm going to quit Automator because we don't need it open anymore. So the next time I want to rename some files, I select them in the Finder. I right-click. Your mouse is a little bit different than mine. Okay.
We have a mighty mouse.
You have a mighty mouse. And you can see that
now. Oh, yes, there it is.
There it is, because we saved it as a plugin to the Finder. So I run it. You
Whoa.
Can see up here, it tells you in the menu bar that it's running. The workflow's running. It gives you a red button to stop the workflow. And now we're going to call this vacation.
Look at that.
And well, renamed them all
that's
to vacation.
So slick. All right, and that's a very simple, straightforward. I think people get an idea of what you can do with Automator.
Right.
Let's see some more power.
Okay.
I want more power.
More power.
More power, Sal.
You have all the power of the OS available to you. Let's take it up one step here.
Okay.
So the next thing I'm going to show you is, well, here we are at the automator.us website.
And we want to plug this. This is
we
your website.
We want to plug this, but we're going to come back to this
okay.
in just a second.
This is some great information.
Yes. There's a website here called Smith Family. We've all seen these kind of websites where, you know, you put up the pictures of your children, and here's, you know, Carrie D eating a popsicle.
This happens to be a .Mac account, but it doesn't have to be
.Mac. It doesn't have to be.
Okay.
I just happen to have it up there, and here's Carrie D with her dad. And I really like these photos. I want to add this whole page of photos to my collection.
Oh, cool.
Now, how do you do that?
Okay.
Well, normally, if you were doing this by hand,
right
you'd
click,
have to select
right
each one, drag it to the desktop,
put
them all together, drag it into iPhoto, make a new album, name them, put them all in the album. It's a lot of work to do.
Right.
But we can use Automator to make a tool so that any page we go to, we can extract the images from quickly.
Any page?
Any page you go to. So let's go back to Auto.
So we're making
a
web photo page sucker. Is what we're making here, right?
That's right.
All right.
Hey, look at our icon. Don't we have the cutest icon?
You know
it's
what?
It's a little
Otto.
Guy.
It's Otto,
His
right?
His name is Otto.
I love him.
Yes.
You know, before Automator came out, I saw that icon somewhere, and I actually right-clicked and saved it because I thought it was so cute. I'm not kidding. I love it.
Hey, the nice thing is it's the only icon in the operating system that has personality.
Right.
If you notice, everything else is two inanimate objects like a, you know,
a
piece of paper
robot.
And a pen. He's a guy.
But that's not a bazooka he's carrying.
No,
I just want to warn people.
That's a pipe.
Okay.
And it applies to his heritage as being the Unix pipeline.
Oh, very interesting.
Right, because underneath the hood, he has all this Unix power.
So anybody who's used Unix will recognize that immediately. He's the pipe symbol.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. I love it.
So let's create a workflow that scans this page, finds the linked images, downloads them, imports them into iPhoto for
okay.
me. All right? Well, I'm going to be dealing with
we
Safari.
We only have a few hours left. Can you do that fast?
I think I can
manage okay.
that.
So I love podcasts. We don't have to stop. Okay.
I'm going to click
normally
the Safari.
I'd be saying, we'll be right back after this word.
That's right.
All right.
Who sponsors today?
The lovely Maxon folks.
Okay.
Okay.
I like them.
Yes.
So the first action I'm going to do, here's an action that says, get the current web page from Safari. This action gets the URL of the web page to front window.
Good. That's what I want.
Yep. You'll notice that it's at the top, too. You see this little box right here?
It's a bar.
It's a relevancy ranking.
Oh, how
and what Automator does is, as you're constructing your workflow, it analyzes it and it figures out what actions you probably want to use
wow.
and puts them at the top for you.
Wow.
So I'm
that's a nice little touch. That's
yeah,
the kind
like
of thing Apple does
that's
that nobody
the kind
else
of thing
does.
We do.
I love that.
It's the cup holder.
it's a little cup holder.
So we get the current web page. Then the next thing is I want to find the images, not the thumbnails, but the big images.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right here, number two, is this action gathers image URLs from the current or specified
right.
web pages.
Okay.
Let's drag that in. It has a parameter. Do you want to get the URLs of the images that are on that page
mm-hmm.
or linked? Well, I don't want the thumbnails. I want the big images. So
the linked.
Linked ones.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Then I need to download them.
Look how you just attach
I'm going to put these into my pictures folder. Oh,
Expose.
I actually brought up Expose. And then I'm going to go to the iPhoto category and choose Import Photos into iPhoto. And let's make a new album, and let's call it Carrie D. And delete the source images after done because iPhoto makes a duplicate and keeps it in an
right.
internal library.
Right.
So that's my workflow. Get the URL of the current page it's showing, find all the linked images on it, download those URLs, those images to the pictures folder, and then create a new album in iPhoto and import them. Click run, and let's watch it go.
Here comes Carrie D.
Yep. And there it is.
Wow.
So all I did was just create this workflow. Now, let's take what you just said about genericizing the workflow,
okay.
and let's see if we can make this particular workflow something that I can use at any web page.
Or give to somebody.
Or give to somebody.
Say,
like,
hey, you want...
Your father-in-law.
Yeah, exactly. Dad can
no,
never figure
Harry,
it out.
Harry, I love you. You're a great guy. I love
you.
This is not about you, honestly. I love my father-in-law. He's a great cat.
Does he get a lot of workflows, though, in the mail?
He's a cat. He's really into Macs. So we have our workflow here. Let's see what we need to make it generic. Well, this works, the first
right.
web page, that works. Really, all we need is this last
yeah,
action,
how we name it.
Because
yeah.
we're not always going to create a new album called Carrie D.
Right.
Let's put that untitled. And I just do that to remind myself I need to rename something.
Okay.
Choose the options again and then go show action when run. So this bit of UI will show when the workflow runs. And now let's go back to the save as plugin.
Mm-hmm.
And this time let's save it to the script menu.
Okay.
And call it import linked images into iPhoto.
So now it's part of the menu on the script menu.
Yep. So now I don't need Automator running to do this. I can quit Automator. I can go to another page. And here's a page of Sam and Emma.
Just out of curiosity, when you invoke an Automator workflow, does it actually run Automator in the background, or is it operating system routines that are just running in the background?
Automator has a helper application called Automator Launcher that runs as an invisible process in the background.
Got it.
And when you run Automator workflows from the script menu or from the finer contextual menu or as applets or
right.
applications, it invokes that invisible background process and tells it, you
right.
run this for me.
Got it.
And that's what it does.
But I would imagine a lot of the functionality is through AppleScript and it's coming from other, like from the Finder, from other applications.
Well, I
right?
have a secret for you.
Yeah?
Yes.
What is that?
Automator is not AppleScript.
It's not? There's no AppleScript?
It is and it isn't. Automator, the individual actions that we've been looking at can be written in Xcode. They're written in Xcode. And therefore, they can be written in any language or framework supported by the operating system. You can write actions in Perl, Shell, Python,
wow.
Objective-C, C, Java, whatever language you want. You can call any framework that you want, including Core Image, Core Data,
can
Core Video.
Can you show us real quickly, we don't have a lot of time left, how you would maybe include a shell script in a Can you do that in
yeah.
an automator
yeah.
thing?
Should
we,
I just kind of
skip look? This? Yeah, okay. They get the idea. They trust you.
Okay. So yeah. I'm going to go to the documents folder here, and I'm just going to create a quick workflow that incorporates multiple programming types. So
okay.
Here's our action. You notice I just dragged it into the window and
There's
picked
the
it
folder,
up.
Boom.
There's that same get specified
yep.
finder. And what I want to do is find all the PNG files in there that pertain to the Smith project.
Okay.
But instead of using a finder action to do that, I'm going to click on the automator category and choose run shell script.
Ooh, look, I see
and
run Apple script, run web shell service. Script. Oh, baby.
Yep. So
oh, baby.
This is an action where you can create your own, you put in your own shell script.
So anything.
And it becomes part of it. You can see that you can talk to any of the
shell, even Perl
and Python. Yep. And you can have it go to standard in or arguments.
So I write a lot of Python code, but the UI is always a problem in Python because it doesn't have a really
welcome
great...
to a new world.
Holy cow.
Yes.
I can bind these Python routines into a UI.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Ah, the lights are going on.
They're starting to go on. This is very slick.
And you can create these actions yourself with custom UI. So I'm going to go find dash name. Smith, and put a wild card in, and then I'm going to look for something with a PNG on the end of it. That should get it. And then print that. So there's also another action here called view results. I'm going to drag that in, and it just shows you the result of the previous action.
So that'll give you a GUI interface to what you would normally see in the terminal.
Yeah, so I'm just going to run this. Oh, what did I do wrong? Let's see. Find name Smith. Oh, not PNG, JPEG.
There weren't any, so it's an empty list.
It was correct.
Yeah.
Now, if I run this,
and there's
there
the
you
list.
Are. So now let's take that and then throw another action on top of it that's written in another language, and let's make an archive. Create an archive, put it on the desktop,
wow.
and then do we have mail on this app on this
yeah.
thing? Okay, so I'm going to then go mail.
So I can mail an Atar archive or a zip of
yeah.
this. Wow.
And so then it's going to go new mail message, add that. So it's going
great.
To use the finder to pass this to the shell. There's going to be a shell command, then it's going to create an archive and add it to a new mail message. I just click run.
There it is. That was fast, too.
That was fast.
So, like you said,
that's a combination of technologies.
High
Automator can span everything that's available. And like you said, it goes from the high level
right.
down to the low level, from consumer to tech.
Very powerful stuff. Sal Seguin, you're great. Thank you for all the good work you've done with AppleScript and now with Automator. It's a part of Tiger and everything
yep.
subsequent to Tiger.
So there's one last thing.
You want to know more? Go to that web page.
Yes, and that web page is automator.us. And it's a great place to go to learn about Automator, take a tour, look at the sample tutorials, download new actions for yourself. Have a good time.
All right.
Thank you, Sal.
Mac Break is made possible by Maxon, makers of Cinema 4D and Body Paint. All the flying logos and sets that you see on Mac Break are created in Maxon's Cinema 4D. Go to their website at www.maxon.net and try a demo for yourself.